Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, focusing on managing time, meeting goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, here to get you where you want to go. So this week we've been talking about training your brain, and today I want to talk to you about mental association. Now there's a mountain out in Colorado called Arapaho Basin, and their claim to fame is that they are the first mountain to open and the last to close every year. And towards the end of the season, usually as late as June, there's an area they call the lake, where there's melted snow, the water's a couple of feet deep, and it goes about 20 feet across. And people come flying down the mountain, they hit the lake, and if they've done it before and they're good, they glide right across it. But you can always tell the people that haven't done it or not great skiers because they don't sit back on their skis, they lean too far forward and they go swimming, which is never a good time when you have ski boots on. But what the key here is, it's like going from snow skiing to water skiing. You have to take the familiar, apply it to the unfamiliar, and just make that modification. And that's why association works so well for memory, because you're applying that the familiar to the unfamiliar. In a memory class I took recently, they actually had us go through the area we lived in our mind and identified landmarks and then tie the list of names that we were to remember to each landmark. And it worked because you're taking something that's familiar and you're applying it to something that's not familiar. I encourage you to use this as a way to learn new things. So tomorrow we're going to talk about brain science behind habits. But in the meantime, if you know people that are like you, serious about getting where they want to go, please ask them to subscribe to the 90-Second Navigator.